Ladies and gentlemen of the convention, please welcome Sheriff Frank Cousins for the purpose of introducing Charlie Baker. Fellow Republicans, my name is Frank Cousins. I am proud to serve as the Sheriff of Essex County. For almost 20 years, I've had the honor of serving the party, our party, as an elected official and at the local, state, and county levels. I know firsthand how hard it is to win as a Republican here in Massachusetts. Today, I have the privilege of introducing a great friend and a strong Republican and a proven leader who, experience tells me, has what it takes to lead us to victory this November. His name is Charlie Baker. Folks, I have seen Charlie in action. Before the incumbent candidates were saying, yes, we can, to multi-billion dollar spending increases, as yes, we can, to higher taxes, Charlie was fighting for us against a Democratic legislator under two great Republican governors, Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci. Back then, it was Charlie Baker and the Republican Party who took control of special interests on Beacon Hill in the 1990s and said, no, we can't to raising spending, no, we can't to raising taxes. During Charlie's service in government, he's helped cut taxes 27 times, balanced every budget, and enacted groundbreaking reforms to welfare, public education, and our state. We can't afford another 4 years of one-party rule on Beacon Hill. We can't afford an unemployment rate that is the highest since 1976. We can't afford to keep our state headed in the wrong direction. We need a governor who will veto higher spending and taxes. That guy is Charlie Baker. We need a candidate who will have the resources and the ability to restore fiscal sanity on Beacon Hill. It's time to make Massachusetts great again. Our time is right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to introduce our next governor of the great state of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker.
just start by thanking Sheriff Frank Cousins, State Representative and future Sheriff Lou Evangelides, and former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy for their service and their support. And thank you, U.S. Senator Scott Brown, for your support. My fellow Republicans, my name is Charlie Baker, and I'm running to serve you as the next governor of the great state of Massachusetts. Let me tell you a little bit about who I am and why I'm running for governor. I'm a Massachusetts kid. I'm 53 years old. And I've lived here for 48 of those 53 years. I grew up in Needham and went to the school there. Hey, there you go. And went to the schools there. And I can still remember the name of every teacher I had growing up. And my wife, Lauren, and I can tell you anything you want to know about the public school system in the great town of Swampscott. Go Big Blue. When I was young and foolish, I saw the Stompers play at the Paradise. And Aerosmith came this close to playing at my high school dance. And I worked the door and the bar at the Oxford Ale House in Harvard Square in Cambridge. I knew that would make a few people laugh. And most important of all, I know which team Curt Schilling roots for. You know, I'm proud to say that I'm the product of a mixed marriage. My mom's a Democrat, my dad's a Republican. But they're both here today. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for everything. You know, listening to the two of them debate the issues of the day across the kitchen table when I was a kid taught me all I need to know about the importance of checks and balances in two-party government. And boy, if we ever need a two-party government on Beacon Hill, it's right now. You know, this is a great state. It's filled with hard-working, generous people. The small businessmen and women working every day to serve their customers, make a payroll, or meet their family budget. Families raising their kids, neighborhood volunteers, people busy working to secure their futures. They're the reason I'm running for governor. I stand ready to serve them, and I'm ready to serve each and every one of you. Let me tell you why. My wife, Lauren, and two of our three kids are here today. And they're sitting there over with my parents. Our kids are 19, 16, and 12. In the next 10 to 15 years, they'll plant a flag somewhere and make a life. We hope they'll plant that flag here in Massachusetts. Four more years of what we have now. Four more years of drift, overspending, tax hikes, one-party rule on Beacon Hill will be devastating to our economy. And our kids won't leave here because they want to. They'll leave because they'll have to. Ask small business owners. I talk to them all the time. You know, they say, Charlie, getting harder and harder to do business in Massachusetts. Nothing's predictable. Not taxes, not rules, regulations, fees or fines. How are we supposed to succeed? So one day I went up to Beacon Hill and I said, hey folks, we need to get serious about straightening out our business climate, about cutting taxes, cutting spending, cleaning up our regulatory mess, because people aren't staying, they're leaving. And the folks up on Beacon Hill just kind of collectively shrugged their shoulders and they said, you know, Charlie, people leave because of the weather. I thought about that and I said, you know, a lot of those folks who left, they went to New Hampshire. To the fella in the back, it's not about the weather, it's about the climate. It's about the tax climate, the fiscal climate, the regulatory climate, and the jobs climate. You and I know this is the worst business climate of our lifetime. But what does Governor Deval Patrick think about that? He said last week he wants to finish what he started. He thinks Massachusetts is heading in the right direction. There seems to be a difference of opinion here on that. Governor, tell that to the hardworking families in Massachusetts, making do with less, while the state payroll continues to rise and political appointees fill jobs after nationwide searches. Tell that to small businesses struggling to pay their bills, while Beacon Hill feeds the beast that is state government with their money. In their first year in office, Governor Patrick and Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray turned the $700 million budget surplus they inherited from Republicans Mitt Romney and Kerry Healey into a $300 million deficit, just like that. But that was just the beginning. In year two, they spent $500 million more than they took in, raised taxes by almost $1 billion, and used $300 million in rainy day fund money to balance the state's budget. And this was before it even started to rain. And when the economic crisis did come, they raised taxes again by another $1 billion. And to all those local officials in here, and there are a lot of them, they cut local aid twice. They filled over 1,300 vacant positions, and they gave state workers a raise. Then they tried to hire State Senator Marianne Walsh. Remember her? $170,000 a year job that had been vacant for 12 years. They closed 11 registry offices. They even tried to slap a new $5 fee just for talking to somebody at the registry, until we put a stop to it. They gave $35 million of your money to the city of Lawrence without a fiscal control board or a receiver. That's got to be the North Shore up there. They did just about everything except reform state government. It's still the same complicated bureaucratic hall of mirrors it's always been. This is what happens when one party rule runs amok on Beacon Hill. But we can fix this. I know this because I've been there before. When Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci got elected in 1990, they faced a similar crisis. Back then, one-party rule under then-Governor Michael Dukakis, brought us. That's the Swampscott delegation. Brought us $1 billion in deficits, high unemployment, and big time tax increases. When I joined the Weld administration, people on Beacon Hill told me we'd never balance the budget without raising taxes, and we'd never reform state government. They were wrong. By the time I left in 1998, we'd cut taxes 27 times, balanced every budget, and reformed welfare, criminal justice, and public education. But most importantly, we got stuff done and we got people back to work. The Massachusetts economy generated 400,000 new jobs over that 8-year period. And unemployment fell from 9.9% to 3%. This is not a complicated race. The choices are clear. If you like more out-of-control state spending, then vote for Deval Patrick. He's your guy. If you believe state government doesn't need serious reform, but more patronage and insider deals, then vote for Tim Cahill. Cahill was asked the other day what he would do to cut the budget and reform state government. And after 8 years as state treasurer, he said he didn't know. But if you believe, like me, that Massachusetts cannot afford 4 more years of tax and spend mediocrity, that you, the people of this great state, deserve a far more affordable, accountable, and responsive state government than the one you've got now, then you should vote for me. I'm your guy. Insiders wins in November, they'll just do what they've done for the past 4 years. Wring their hands about cutting services to the bone while they back their trucks up to the loading dock of state government and fill it up to feather their cronies and special interest nests on your dime. You know, I worked my way through school on a loading dock at a welding supply and bottle gas company. I know a thing or two about how they work. As your governor, I'll stand out on that loading dock and slam that door shut.
Slam the door!
No special interests, no insiders, no politicians looking to serve their interests at your expense. So I got a couple of questions for you. Do you want 4 more years of taxing and spending our state into oblivion? Well done. Do you want 4 more years of arrogant politicians rewarding their cronies with more hack jobs on your dime? Do you want 4 more years of sweetheart pensions and benefits while regular folks are out of work and scraping toward retirement? No! Neither do I! Everybody up. You know, folks, it's time for a turnaround in Massachusetts, and I need you to stand with me. Will you stand with me to cut the bureaucratic red tape and get Massachusetts back to work? Are you ready to stand up and make government work for you, the people? In my administration, we're going to stop spending money we don't have starting on day one. We will cut taxes. I support rolling back both the income and the sales tax to 5%. There's an old rule on Beacon Hill that if you take the money off the table, they can't spend it. We'll put a moratorium on new regulations and scrub every existing regulation on the books to make sure it's working for you. I'll make state government live within its means, just like every family and every small business does in Massachusetts right now. And I will stand with police officers, district attorneys, and ADAs to chase down, capture, and incarcerate the people who terrorize our neighborhoods and jeopardize the security of our state. Never forget, public safety is a key component of economic development. Before I finish, I want to take a moment and speak from my heart about why I'm in this race and asking for your vote. You know, Lauren and I talked a lot about whether or not running for governor would be a good idea or a bad idea before I got in. I'm not a career politician, and this isn't for me about climbing some political ladder. I won't be the best speaker in the race, and I probably won't tell the funniest stories. But for me, it's about having a chance to put 30 years of success in both the public and private sector to work for the people of Massachusetts at a time when our state faces very serious challenges. You've heard it before today. Over 300,000 people are out of work. Our unemployment rate is almost 10%. And thanks to Governor Patrick and the folks on Beacon Hill, the next governor will inherit a monstrous fiscal mess. But I'm up for it. This is still a great state, full of smart, creative, community-oriented people. And I've walked into a mess before, and you deserve a state government that lives within its means and plays by the same rules you play by every single day. But if Beacon Hill just muddles its way through the next 4 years, raising taxes, cutting local aid, and behaving badly, my kids, maybe yours, will leave. Lauren and I, like so many of you, will be getting on a plane to go visit our grandchildren instead of getting in the car. And that would be a shame. It's not about the title. I'm running to do the job. And today, I ask for your vote. If I'm fortunate enough to have your vote, today and in November, you'll get everything I've got every single day. Make no mistake, we will win in November. And with your help, we can make Massachusetts work again. Thank you, and God bless the great state of Massachusetts.